Voices in the Wind Audio Theater presents Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, the tale of a miserly man who comes to realize the true spirit of Christmas. When the story first appeared over 160 years ago, few observed Christmas other than a church. Few employers gave workers time off for the holiday, and the jolly country celebrations of the past were largely forgotten in the cities. But this little story helped transform Christmas from a staid religious holiday into a season of faith, feasting, and goodwill that has remained to this very day. Our story opens in the year 1843.
Once upon a time, of all the good days in the year, on Christmas Eve, old Scrooge sat busy in his counting house. Ebenezer Scrooge was a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner, a hard-hearted miser, secret and self-contained, and solitary as an oyster. A morose and lonely man who consorted with nobody but himself. On this evening, the office of Scrooge and Marley was shrouded in cold, bleak, biting weather. External heat and cold had little influence on Scrooge. No warmth could warm, no wintry weather could chill him. No wind that blew was bitterer than he.
Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Merry Christmas, humbug! Be gone, you miserable little beggars! Take your infernal Christmas carols and get away from my door!
So sorry, sir. Merry, Merry Christmas, though, sir. And you have a...
Bah! And you, nephew, what right have you to be merry? You're poor enough. Christmas? Bah! Humbug!
Christmas a humbug, uncle. You don't mean that.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?